Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know my wife hates the movie so much, I've stopped asking her.
Movies in general?
She'd rather go home. I know she doesn't want to go see Terminator
Dark Fate.
My wife
would too. Right? My wife would much rather go home than watch movies. Yeah. She doesn't care for
it. So I didn't even ask her. In front of my wife, I say, hey, Arofo, on me, let's do this. And I look to my wife and say, can you drop us off?
Oh.
So she's
like a chaperone.
Like mommy.
Like mom. Dropping off your kids at the movie.
Oh, like these are the people that are wearing fire hose workwear, Flexpedition pants, souped up sweats, and of course, free swinging flannel.
Yeah, free swinging.
Yeah.
So your big, giant, super can sway back and forth in your Duluth Trading Company ball shorts.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Everything all right? Oscar's like bringing in a 737 into the hangar.
He has a weird relationship with Pony. Pony brought him a cappuccino today, and Oscar says, is there sugar in this, or do you hate me? And I think the answer was yes to both things.
Yeah.
All right, so he didn't put sugar, or he did?
He didn't put enough sugar in, and Oscar...
So he had to redo. Is that what his hand gestures, his maniacal
hand
gestures
were? Last hand gesture had to do with paper towel.
I need a tissue or a paper towel to blow my nose before the show
started. I see I'm at a disadvantage. I don't see anything that's happening in front of
you. You don't want it. It would piss you off.
It's an advantage.
It would actually piss you off.
Just like I could fake anything that I'm looking when I'm looking out my window here.
Right.
Yeah. We see that once in a while. We're like, the FedEx person stopped by or your kids are home. So.
But you should invent a better story. Like, hey, look, it's George Clooney. Hi, George.
Hey, George. Hi.
Hello.
No, let me do it the right way. Hey, George Clooney's on my front porch. Not now.
Not now. Showtime.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, as we are winding down for our 10th anniversary as we're getting ready to make our plans to travel out to beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Very, very exciting. And you know what we didn't do yesterday? We didn't do what I have on my hot little hand here. We didn't get to the mailbag. If I don't do it today, I'm going to forget it. And there's lots of communicating with our listening audience. So get right to it. Not about us, about you, all about... That thing.
Never hit that.
Excuse me.
Pitch.
Mills Brothers?
No, I believe it's a band called the Flamingos or the Cardinals. It's a doo-wop band from 1950s.
Are there other songs about, how about Hey Mr. Poe? Can we get some new music for the mailbag?
Yeah, let's spice this up.
I believe
occasionally change things on the show. Yeah. You know, so I think that it would be wonderful to have something.
What are songs that have mail in them?
U.S. Mail, of course.
Hey, Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, by several people.
Nice.
Yes.
Right.
Mike, before you start, I have a last-minute addendum I'd like to break in with that involves a gift.
Oh, okay. Well, we have some clarifications?
No.
Oh, okay, what do we got?
It's a handwritten letter.
By the way,
letter.
Thank you again to the fan club.
Oh, yeah.
And the people like Jolene White and company that... We're very generous with Carla. Carla reached Rob yesterday, and Rob said it'll... as soon as I saw Rob with the check in his hand, he said to Carla that it's on its way. It'll be there in 6 days.
Oh. Doesn't she have Venmo?
She does not have Venmo. She preferred a hard check.
Maybe she's just a classic gal.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic gal. That's extremely generous, and that's going to go right towards the goo that she puts on people's faces.
Lots of goo. Mike, this reads, hi, guys. On episode 2329, at about the 20-minute mark, you were all discussing the Nationals then in their playoff run.
Ooh.
Oscar, on the bandwagon, exclaimed, I don't know names, but I know winners. Rob said, that's good. Put it on a t-shirt. So here you go, Oscar.
Oh, I love this. Oh, now, yes, gift corner.
Can we see?
Yes, hold it up. It's a beautiful black t-shirt.
I'm insulted. But
and it reads... I don't know names, but I know winners.
That's a funny t-shirt.
Signed.
That you could get away with wearing. That would be
see you all
funny.
In Las Vegas.
I love it.
Dirk Vastrick.
Oh, that's...
How dare you, sir?
Do we have two listeners that just do stuff for us? Is that what it is?
I believe it is.
That's truly amazing. It's truly spectacular. We have two people that constantly... Dirk, you're too generous.
The tip of the spear.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's truly, truly amazing. I'm thrilled. I'm truly, truly thrilled. Well, that's just amazing.
Oscar, he knows winners, and Dirk is a winner.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. He knows Dirk's name. We all know Dirk's
name. Of course. Everybody knows
Dirk. Goddamn generous. He's incredible. Dirk. Way to go, Dirk.
Good egg. Thank you, man.
Anything else, or can we dive right in?
Let's dive right in.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I know my husband would love to hear the traditional happy birthday greeting to start his 38th year of life, especially since I can't do anything special for him because he'll be sitting on a tugboat in Long Beach, California on his birthday. Fun. I am certain that a shout-out from his absolute favorite podcast would be something that would brighten his day. Thank you guys for being constant entertainment for him, whether he's working on his beloved Jeep Rosemary. Yes, she has a name.
Oh, dear.
Rosemary.
Rosemary the Jeep.
I love naming cars.
Have you ever named a car?
I name cars constantly. Lovely was the Subaru, and Rocket is the Challenger.
I don't think we ever heard the Subaru's name.
I don't know if we've heard Rocket either.
Yeah. And
like Rocket Mortgage?
There were guys up at when I lived in Virginia that they both bought an old Beater that they shared, a Beater pickup truck, and they called it the Bitch.
That's
just innocent fun.
That's a Cars and Coffee name. Yeah. Hey, who's that? The Bitch.
Well, he says his beloved Jeep Rosemary, she has a name and she's an expensive mistress, or doing one of my numerous household projects just to put a smile on my face. You guys are great. Thanks, Jamie Scott. Postscript, I know I'm going to get ripped for this, but he is called, Ed Scott. Oh, so she didn't put his name.
No, in the original email, she neglected to mention.
But he would
name.
Have remembered because of the Jeep called Rosemary.
Yeah, the Jeep called Rosemary.
All right, Jamie, and Jamie's again. It's a very confusing letter to start.
But the name is Ed Scott.
Ed Scott. Yeah.
Yes.
It's
Ed
a DJ
Scott.
Name.
So Jamie. It's a girl, Jamie, or is it?
It's a Jamie as a girl. That's the wife, and then Rosemary.
Are we 100% sure?
Yes,
or could
I saw
they,
a picture.
Be in the life. Okay.
I saw a picture of the of the Jeep. Yeah. They sent a picture of the Jeep.
That's nice.
Family shot of the
picks.
Jeep.
Picks. I know you got pics.
Sure.
Sarah Beck writes, if Mike is still interested in seeing Ringo Starr, I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you.
Seriously.
Person. Yeah, I'm way ahead of this person. Yeah, I've already inquired about when they're going to be, I think the 12th, which is coming up, next week, that they actually go on sale for Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, that's so cool. I got a million people, yeah.
Sarah Beck writes, if Mike is still interested in seeing Ringo Starr, he just announced his 2020 tour dates, and he is in Bangor, Maine on June 9th, and I think it's June 9th. It's a Tuesday. His big chance to spend a night with a Beatle. Thoughts? I told Carlo, would you like to go? And we're already planning on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going up to the Cross, and it's not in your letter, the Cross Insurance Center.
Look at you.
Where he will be performing, because Rob sold the concert so well.
I think the band is largely the same, so you're going to get a lot of the great same hit records, but he's changed it up
Bangor.
A little bit. And on
Buddy
some
Rich,
of the...
Last place I saw Buddy Rich was... Bangor, Maine.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, it was.
And you have to inquire. I know on some dates, Edgar Winter is opening for him.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That would be a great night.
Double check that.
So I'm going to, but here it is. I'm. That's what I was, you know what? That's the thing.
What?
That's the thing I was going to tell you about. Remember when I couldn't remember before the show?
Uh-huh.
That's what I was going to tell you about.
Thank God.
This came to my attention, and I wanted to pick your brain because it's one of those deals where they don't go on sale until this date, and I didn't know whether you have any strategies. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, you mean like on a certain
like getting
date.
Tickets?
Oh, I have that issue
like
right
how
now.
You how you strategize?
Alanis Morissette is performing "Jagged Little Pill," the entire album.
Oh my
straight.
God, really?
Yeah, in New York City at the Apollo Theater. I see the pop up in my.
Everyone
feed.
Loves the Apollo Theater.
Apollo Theater. I'm sorry,
okay,
Apollo.
Right.
And I said
the other one's owned by Burt Young.
Do I have enough in me to go to New York to see a concert? Like,
right.
Am I?
That's an amazing show, though. That
Are
would
you
be an
that
amazing
much
show.
Of an Alanis fan?
Oh yeah!
Like that was
you ought to know.
When that album came, that was one of the last great pop albums.
Well, I was not. I was not even pop. It was alt rock when it first came.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, but it crossed over to pop.
Yes, it's a crossover.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
You hop aboard the train.
So what?
Get on it and drive to New York City.
What I didn't. That was pretty good, Mike. What I didn't know was that there's a Broadway show coming out, and in honor of that, her concert is going to perform the entire album.
Is the Broadway show like a jukebox musical of Alanis records?
I'm a Broadway guy. I haven't gotten that far. I just saw it last night, and I said, well, maybe I'll go to New York. It would be nice to see
this. It's the story, a Broadway musical about a man that dumps a woman, and she gets pissed off and writes songs about him. And then a young girl named Taylor comes up, and she writes all her songs about guys she breaks up with.
Do you know who, allegedly, the guy that pissed Alanis Morissette off was?
Yeah, it was John Mayer.
No.
No.
I always guess it's John Mayer.
But it's a good guess. It's valid. Dave Coulier.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, from Full House.
Exactly. And a wonderful stand-up comic.
Absolutely. Moving right along. Enough of that. Hey, fellas.
Painful.
Jeez. I wanted to thank you for your kind words regarding teachers and how much they should be appreciated and respected. Well, I meant it. My wife is a fourth grade teacher. By the way, Mama took Michael, went to school today to have the parent-teacher conference while I was getting ready to do the
show.
So
he's better?
So they do it before school, and went to the bus today.
Good.
With his bus driver. Mr. Sleeps a lot.
Count Sleeps
Jesus
a lot.
Christ. Yeah, he's 7-8 minutes late, which is good. That's what
for
I'm
him, that's early.
Every day. Yeah, I'm that close. I'm that close with this dude. I swear to God. There's going to be one day where he sees. No, there's just one day where I'm going to tell him, you know, come on. Yeah. Do your job. anyway, my wife is a fourth grade teacher, and I can tell you that being beaten down and overworked at every turn is driving people out of the profession. Teachers aren't simply teachers anymore. They are counselors, mentors, police officers, aunts, sisters, uncles, and brothers, and in some cases, parents to kids who just don't have the love and support that most of us were fortunate enough to experience. We trust teachers to take care of our kids for up to 8 hours every day. And the appreciation you spoke of on the air in a quick minute had more love than most of us hear all year long. Thank you for your words of encouragement and for your acknowledgement that they are, above all, doing the absolute very best that they can with whatever they have. Cheers, fellas. Keep bringing the funny. And DGH, Scott Mason. Scott, that's appreciated,
nice letter.
But no need for it because it's the way I feel. And these people
efficient. We feel.
Well, I was the one that was, I think, specifically speaking about.
I'm talking about the royal
teachers.
We.
Yeah, the
well, I disagree.
No, the royal we would be me saying we.
I disagree.
I don't know. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Teachers too. I think that they.
I'm glad, Ed.
Not me.
Right, you want saying. An army cot? All right. What's that?
No.
What were you saying?
I don't like teachers.
Yes, you do.
Seems like
you
they make
help teachers more than anybody
seems
else.
Seems like they make a lot of money for not much work.
Right. No, we look.
I'm kidding, of course.
I love teachers and I loved bus drivers.
Loved.
School bus drivers. I don't want to piss Paulie off.
Loved.
School bus driver. This guy's wearing my ass out. He's
chapping
wearing me
your
out.
Ass.
Yeah, he's
well,
chafing.
I don't like a window that should be 5 minutes. I hate it being 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I hate it. The half an hour I need in the morning. I need it.
Are you sure that today's 8-minute arrival wasn't actually yesterday's arrival 24 hours and 8 minutes late?
You know, who knows? All I know is like I sit there, stare at an app to see when the ignition gets turned on the bus.
What about laying?
I wait and I wait and I wait and I wait.
What about laying this on him? Say, look, if you were an astronaut in space and you miss your reentry window, you'd be burnt up.
He'd probably go, F you, and just keep driving. next letter says, Rob,
yes.
Who do you think is more important to you, the Three Stooges or the Beatles? Or as this says, the Three Stooges of the Beatles.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Discuss. What's from Jason?
You know, all told, I think the Three Stooges are very important.
But there four?
Well, there was actually six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the six?
There was Curly Howard, Moe Howard, Larry Fine, Shemp Howard, Curly Joe Derita, and Joe Besser.
Nailed it. Beautiful work. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do impressions of all of them. Mo, why you? Come here. Get over here right there. Larry.
You got my hair, Mo. Yeah.
Curly.
Yay. Hey, Mo. Look. Mittens. No.
Shemp.
My favorite. Not my favorite Stooge,
Curly
but my
Joe
favorite
Derita.
Impression.
Curly Joe Derita. I don't really do him. And Joe Besser.
Don't hurt me.
It's all the Stooges for you right there. Thank you. Thank you.
They're very important, but I think if you put the quality stamp on it, the Beatles, if I had to choose to never have the Stooges or the Beatles again, I'd choose the Beatles.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Yeah. Right?
The Beatles got messed up when they brought in Curly Joe Lennon.
Curly Joe Lennon. Curly Joe Oko.
Curly Joker.
Curly Joker. next letter says, that was my Yoko impression.
That was good, too.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Love the nostalgia topic this past week. Murder by Death. You got a lot of really positive feedback.
I like that movie.
Yeah. Murder by Death is one of my favorite comedies of all time. My parents took me to the theater to see it when I was when it was originally released. On the drive home, my father starts laughing for no apparent reason. I asked him why he was laughing, and all he said was, "Tutu Twain." The mansion's address in the movie was 22 Twain Street. Why is that? You're laughing
like,
your ass
It's out. Like choo-choo train. But with a speech impediment. Tutu Twain.
Oh, no.
Tutu Twain. Okay. See, it's right there. People.
These are his. Yeah. The fine line.
I understand.
Line,
it is funny when you know it.
Humor and hate.
It took the old man 2 hours, but he finally got the joke. See, I'd be the old man. I'm the old man. I'd be driving goes, Tutu Twain.
Every time you That's say it, funny. It gets funnier.
Tutu Twain. We're going to the address. Tutu Twain. Also, when my wife and I first started dating, I built this movie up so much that when we first sat down to watch it, she couldn't make it past the first 20 minutes. She called it boring and lowbrow.
Oh.
Bing!
Well, I married her anyway. 15 years later, she still hasn't watched it. I love that's such a man-woman yep. thing. I gave up trying to get her to, so I think a divorce is just around the corner. Keep bringing the funny fellas, Mike Lyon. That is, or, of course, if he uses the French pronunciation, Mike Lyon.
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 Lyon. Yeah,
22 Twain.
Do I hold in my hand the final letter here?
Hi-oh!
My dearest fellas and Maddie, if you will, I will. Picture this.
Ah.
An elementary school classroom, the day after Halloween. The children are all feral. After late bedtimes and too much candy. One particular child, who can never keep all four chair legs in contact with the floor at once, is rocking backwards, enthusiastically, and precariously, with two chair legs high in the air. Sensing the imminent cracked skull, the harried teacher shouts thunderously, "Four on the floor!" And realizes she has unintentionally delivered this command with the intonation of "bore on the floor." Funny. This is totally appropriate for the six-year-old set, right? I suffered complete silent mortification, and I totally blame you guys. Four on the floor.
That's a hard
guys.
Rule. That's
it
a hard rule.
It's a
rule.
Hard rule. Hard
That's
rule.
Our favorite teacher. Can't wait for the TM Boys family reunion in Vegas. Humble servant, Linda, another great lady.
Yeah.
Thank you. We will see you in Las Vegas. And now, I believe, Rob Spiewak, you can stop the show. Four on the floor.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Oh, no, please, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
Dr. Evil has hijacked a nuclear warhead from Kreplakistan.
Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Carnies. Circus folk. Nomads, you know. Smell like cabbage. Small hands.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother.
Austin!
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby. Why won't this wig come off?
Oh,
dear.
What?
Austin, have you gone mad?
No. I'm sorry, Basil. I thought she was a man.
Damn it, man. You're talking about my mother.
Well, you have to admit, she is rather mannish.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, now with two big locations for you in our nation's capital. We are the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, and very grateful to all of our listeners that support this show. From Short Pump, Virginia, to Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, Overland Park, Kansas, Frisco, Colorado. That just sounds like an old movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, like there'd be a shootout there.
Frisco, Colorado, Kilkenny Island. I've been there. Wonderful place. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone. Predicting the future ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market. Let me read that sentence that I read every day, and I haven't gone back to you, and I know you don't check him either. Predicting the future ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market, ? That's what it is, written right there for our friends at Cornerstone.
Yeah,
predicting the future.
When it comes to the housing market?
No way.
Yeah, no. That's how it was written. That's how I intended it. But I'll change it.
Predicting the future ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market, what?
Oh, when it comes to the housing market, there are certain indicators that can help you figure out what you're doing.
Insinuating? No. It's fine if you add 400 words to the sentence.
But what's the next sentence?
Predicting
though?
The future. Ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market,
And then what?
The second paragraph says there are a few indicators and trends that can give you a fairly good idea of where things are headed.
So I shouldn't have broken up into two sentences. They go together. I apologize. Yeah.
Right now, economists believe the housing market is a... I always thought it was me until just today. And then I looked at it and it ain't me. It's the way it's written. I always get confused and then I rewrite it in my brain. I've done that every day
for
our friends at Cornerstone. Yeah. Let me mention that Cornerstone can be reached at 202-625-1221, or you can check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. They're talking about, our friends, and I will scrap this for now and tell you that Cornerstone is talking about what is called a golden period where unemployment is low and interest rates are low, and it is a perfect time to take advantage of that, which is for people that want to have the opportunity to get money at a great interest rate. These are the people that have been used by our listeners, have been used by Oscar.
I saw Mark yesterday.
At Cornerstone. Yeah. Mark Livingstone is our friend down there.
Yes.
They are in our building. They're the long-term local advertiser for the Mike O'Mara Show. And they are very, very good people. And they also will, if you mention that you're associated with TMOS, with the Mike O'Mara Show, they will help you. Guide you through refinances, mortgages, all the stuff to borrow money, and they know what they're doing.
100%.
If people weren't trying to get rich down here, I'd be calling them as soon as I have an opportunity to for another bedroom. I would take advantage of it, but it's hard down here because the folks don't sell them down here like they would. But when you see an opportunity, might be a good idea to get pre-qualified and have your money ready to go and be fleet of foot, especially if you're definitely in the mood to move or get into the housing market. So Cornerstone First Financial, check them out on our website. You can link to them, and they are very, very good people. I've been reading that sentence for like a month, so change it.
Michelle.
It's fascinating this is what I think only a handful of people in this business can do. If you can change copy on the fly,
right?
Like you're at your apex of A games. Like,
well, it's something that the funny thing about Ron Burgundy, when you watch Anchorman, is we've worked with people that actually do that, where it's read as
exactly
it's
as is, yes.
And when you do that, it's hysterical. And sometimes when you're reading on the fly, you'll see words that aren't there. You'll see punctuation marks that just your brain tells you are there, and that's the way.
One of my favorite things you would do, and you can still do it, of course, is that you would do when you would do Regis, you would do the way Regis would read cue cards.
Yeah.
And Regis's thing, he was married to the copy and he'd get all the words, but he'd stop at the wrong place.
He'd stop at the wrong place.
Exactly. Like what? Like, yeah. Like a house?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to remember, but it would just be, he would really phone in any kind of promo reads.
And it was always when they did the trivia question.
Yeah. And it was not as on the Regis and Kelly show or Regis and Kathy Lee as much as it was on that Millionaire show.
He
had to do a lot more reading on that
but
show.
But a classic example is when they would do they spin the wheel and they'd have to deal with the Yenta caller and they'd ask some stupid trivia question and he'd say,
well, then fine.
Yeah, and you'd win a trip to the Daniel Boone Winery and he'd have to read two sentences about it and he'd stop in all the wrong places.
Daniel Boone Winery has bottles that, Speaking of advertising, Oscar is always, maybe not directly, but he's indicated to me or somehow put in my brain that every commercial out there, every advertiser is a potential advertiser.
Right.
Yes. We never know who's going to advertise on our show. We never know. Big, small, in between, new, it doesn't matter. Sometimes we get surprised. Sometimes we're like, wow, that's great to be associated. So, it's really whenever I see an advertiser that is pissing me off or bothering me in some way, I'm always hesitant. And this has been on my mind for a long time. And I'm finally just because I assume they're not going to. They would be a perfect advertiser.
Yes.
Okay.
For this show.
Yeah.
But I have to Mike, speak my heart.
Let's set a blowtorch to it.
I have to speak my heart because I have watched these ads. And everybody sees these ads. They're all over the place. It's a company called Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm here to say, hey, look, I don't know whether a woman created this ad campaign and you're trying to think that all men smell like feces and pick their crotches and all that. But I'm so grossed out by the Duluth Trading Company commercials, you know, they have the big Billy Balls guy that comes out. And last night I forgot what I was watching, but they've been on a heavy ad schedule lately. And it's just like, no itch, no stink. It's just like, you know, have you seen them, Ron?
I know the commercials you're talking about. I know the brand.
This specific underwear
I've brought up their website.
Is designed to cradle your balls. And they actually specifically say that. And I'm like, okay, look, I like underwear as much as the next guy. I like underwear that's good. I used to buy certain underwear. I'm now married to another kind of underwear.
Right.
I like to be sold underwear, but I don't need to. All guys aren't out there smelling like brie cheese and scratching their anuses. The commercials are gross.
And this is what I know about that company. And this is what I know about why they're successful. It's performance wear for, I would say, the larger man.
They give a vibe that it's also the working guy.
I have a sentence from their website, Mike. I have a sentence from their website from someone who's unfamiliar. This does not pull me in.
But this is what you guys are a little bit, you're larger care, of larger care.
Yes, thank you, Oscar, for saying it kindly.
The guys that I know that I've like really saying or praised Duluth, and this is I got no dollars from this.
All right, so you are aware of people that you know that are customers.
Yes.
That's
the only reason I know about this brand is that these like stop chafing, these are your typical, prototypical underwear for a larger man, not even just weight size. They don't make the sizes for you all. This is performance wear or work wear that will...
Introducing dang soft underwear.
Yes.
I'd like to mention at this point that MeUndies also fits the man of larger carriage.
I get
and
it.
Is right. fantastic. This is,
but they're not. We're not talking about that.
And they're also not dumbing it down and using phrases on their website.
I didn't know they had it. They only sell their underwear on TV. So I'm not aware they had all this different stuff and that they have women's stuff.
Yeah.
That they have. Don't talk.
They have a brick and mortar store not far from here. Pony. But Mike, how about this? This is a disgusting name of a product.
Pony has just made a political statement regarding Duluth Trading Company.
What do you say?
He's Pony's the most liberal guy among us.
And I believe
I don't want to. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
I don't
even
know
the font.
Why. When I see when I see these commercials, I feel as though these are written by women thinking men all talk like this.
Do you think a woman came up with the names, Mike?
Buck naked performance, buck naked beer, no bull beer.
Mike, what about the?
I don't like fake, phony, tough guy. I don't like.
Okay,
fake.
Maybe you want some fire hose pants or a no yank tank.
You highlighted. I agree with
you. I like
you.
Real tough guys.
Okay.
Real tough guys don't have to walk around going, no stink pull out of my balls have poop on them.
Isolate that, please.
Is it the voice or is it the actual copy?
It's the campaign.
Okay, the campaign.
Because when I watched this, I said, okay, we get it, right? And you know how I've always felt about tough guys. I've always felt this way. The toughest guys you have out there will give you no indication that they are tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give an example.
It's like the wealthiest people we know.
The cops, veterans, mm-hmm. the guys that are true, like they're going to pull you out by your collar from the burning building. They're going to do that. You're not going to realize it. It's the guys that are, nah, I'm this guy, I'm this bitch. They're the guys that are going to squeal like a little kitten, and they're going to run for their hills. They're going to do it. I've always believed that. Yeah. So when I see a commercial that's just like, hey, man, like that, I just had to get it off my chest.
These are the people that are wearing fire hose workwear, Flexpedition pants, souped up sweats, and, of course, free swinging flannel.
Yeah, free swinging.
Yeah.
So your big, giant, super can sway back and forth in your Duluth Trading Company ball shorts. I am so sorry, but I have been wanting to get this off my chest for a very long time. And like everything on this show that I just wanted to give you as a throwaway, we end up talking about it. And I realize it's this psychotherapy. I don't know what this says about
book naked
it. Oh, let
underwear.
Me look at the apothecary. Is that like colognes and stuff like that? Is that when they say that? Let me. Yeah,
this
here we go.
A deeper dive than I've ever taken.
The apothecary.
Well, no, they got lots of stuff. They'd be perfect for this show.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, I will change my tune completely if you advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Come Duluth.
Could you think of a nor? Hi. That's why I didn't want to talk about it.
I heard it's expensive.
They would be. It's not cheap.
Well, it's expensive because everything comes from Minnesota.
Sexy, simply great beard oil. Clearance price, so I guess they weren't selling a lot of it.
Well, a lot of people are clean shaven now.
What's this? Big ass brick bourbon. All right, I gotta open
it. You can't sell bourbon on the internet, can you?
Let me say. No, it's not booze. Hold on, what is it?
Is it a brick? Bar soap?
Big American. Big American bourbon soap. Soap made out of bourbon. Yeah,
duh!
With your balls hanging. Yeah. I'm wearing my bourbon soap and I'll be my balls. Yeah. You don't love it. You wouldn't wear
no,
that.
No, I
you're
I
a
love,
dandy.
I love that I that. Guessed that it was soap.
Yeah.
Soap, yeah. Big Duke Cannon Supply Company. Big American bourbon soap. By the way, let me say this, and I have to. I'm going to qualify. I have no idea whether these are fabulous products or not. I am not casting any aspersions on the product. This is their marketing campaign.
Tend to use soap to get the smell of bourbon off my body.
I've never heard
when I come in reeking of it,
Mike. I've never, and I don't know enough about the brand, admittedly. But what I've heard about, I probably heard about it first time a couple years ago.
Okay.
And they had one across the street in Manassas in that shopping mall.
There's a brick and mortar in Manassas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben's free range cotton boxer briefs.
We got shaving cream made out of steak.
I think we're gonna get an onslaught of listeners that probably wear Duluth. And they're going to say, like, they're going to give you the full review, Mike. And we'll take their word for it.
They have big sizes.
Yeah.
I should probably go there. I'm going to buy some stuff. Can we contact? I'd love to. You know what?
Strike this from the
Mike O'Mara Show.
If they advertise, we will strike this from the record.
Exactly.
No, I am not criticizing the product. If the product's great, I'm fine. You know? Haunted by the ghost of undies past. Yeah.
Can we take a deeper dive into psychologically?
Our underarm roll-on.
By the way. They've got so much good stuff. And stop piling on. Stop copying me with this. Okay? You make it worse. You're like the guy that when he's on the ground, you're kicking him again in the head, Rob.
Well,
please,
you bought something new to me that's fun. I apologize.
Is it because the campaign paints a larger man as unkempt?
Unkempt, stinky, you know, that type. Big, it's got a fat guy. Maybe, I don't know. There's something that tweaked me a little bit.
Because you take care of yourself. If you take a shower every day.
I take, well, not every day, but I mean, I take a shower most days. Mm-hmm. I do. And
the impression that I'm getting, Mike, is what's off-putting and what I'm just reading from you, because I've not seen the TV commercial, I've glanced at the website, is that they're installing the image of a false tough guy, roughneck sort, that is out there wearing these dandy underwear. And it's not a good fit.
But if you see the animation of the guy of the commercial he's talking about,
right?
It's not like a guy with abs,
right?
It's like a heftier dude.
What about, could it be like a Sam Elliott type?
No.
No, okay.
No.
It's a big guy.
It's like a big guy.
It's a big guy.
You animated.
It's for me. They have stuff for me. They should advertise on the Mike O'Mara show after that. Thank you.
Good
full
sell.
Circle.
You really do that. Yeah. Full circle. No, I'm looking at him. It's like when I see a certain number of X's, I get excited. I truly, truly get excited. All right.
Yes.
By the way,
cross the threshold.
By the way, so we have the Cocoonville club team that goes out to other places to play competitive golf.
Yeah.
And he sent out an email about that he needs your size for a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Well, what size are you, Mike?" I said, "Oh, I'm at,
right?"
And that's how I put my hand up. I said, "Yeah.
I discern XL out of that."
Sure.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, yeah, it's a size is bad. When you're a big fat tub of crap, it's very, very frustrating. It really is. But it just got to me where it's just like, no stink. I don't care if you're a bit. Look, I have been. There's a guy at a local retailer who will go nameless here that is in charge of supervising the self-checkout area.
Okay.
And I walked by him and an odor came from hell. Mm. It was like an odor that, in the scene in Amityville Horror where James Brolin walks in where the flies are and he goes,
yes.
It was like that odor. And it's just, so I'm aware that the super large sometimes can't get to nooks and crannies.
Yeah, but skinny people can stink too.
No, but think about it. What he's talking
no,
are you?
That is not my size.
I texted Mike a private text with a number and an XL.
No.
Okay.
No, it is not.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
Oh, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Thank you very
much. Are you this, Rob?
What?
I'm going to put that number to just you.
It actually depends on the brand.
Your poor heart.
Oh, no. By the way, I got all gussied up for the show.
You did?
Oh, you did? Good for you.
I took care of it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm ready to go.
Not fun. Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Not fun. Sad.
Dog colors?
Well, I made the guy laugh at the men's clothing store when I said, just trying to make putting out a poo. And the guy gave me one of these.
Do you think for a minute?
Here's my buddy after
Do you think for a minute he took you literally, that you really just wanted pudding?
No.
Or was actually happening in his pants.
Wonderful guy. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
Like, how many people at Duluth do you think have bought the soap and accidentally eaten it?
Don't you think that if they sent their products to us?
Oh, yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Because we're fat?
Yes.
That would be wonderful. Okay. And Oscar's there. They're for Oscar, too. Yeah. You know guys that
I know
that
guys
have used the product.
That said the one of the greatest attributes of this product, and again, I don't know. This is brought up organically. This isn't pre-planned. It wasn't even on the show sheet. This is natural.
No.
That I said, just had to do it. One of these days, I had to do it.
That if you're a
it.
Man of larger carriage, and let's say your prototypical underwear that's out there, doesn't matter who what it is, if you just buy it off the shelf.
Right.
It's never not enough fabric. It's never long enough, large enough. When you bend over, it's always crack. Like, there's always a situation. This brand.
There are days in 100% humidity.
Yep.
With my single XL boxer shorts from Hanes, that I will be out on the golf course, and the waistband of that underwear after 18 holes of golf is mid hamstring for me.
Yep.
All right. So perhaps
this brand's supposed to solve that, Mike. Just one of the attributes. That's
all
what I've heard.
There are other days when at the end of the day, when you're disrobing, you say, "Where has all the fabric gone?"
You know what? And I have to make really clear, and I'm not saying this because I think they're going to advertise tomorrow. I'm saying this because in all seriousness, I think that there are when I looked on the website and I did the deeper dive, I said, wow, to heck with the ad campaign. Let's try this out. So if they're hearing my voice, send the whole thing about,
Yeah, I'm a big stinky guy. Yeah, let me free swinging ball, naked buck, buck, bourbon, blah, 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 blah. Send it along. I saw your size turning. Now I'm intrigued. And, find the agency.
Intrigued. That's fine. I'm intrigued.
Mike's intrigued. Yes, sir. Fantastic. Yes, sir. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, tell them that the Yak Shack is an A+. Exaggeration. Give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king. Misguided. Very sad.
He sounds surprised with milkshake.
He does. Interesting.
He does.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by No Emmy. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%. Yes. No Emmy believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middleman and deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry. They're all about the customer service. I love their website. Easy to navigate. The prices cannot be beat. No Emmy also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than No Emmy. Go to HelloNoEmmy.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to Hello, H-E-L-L-O, NoEmmy, NoEmmy.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your first purchase. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Oscar went to the movies. He went to see The Terminator. And I don't know how The Terminator is doing. I don't care about The Terminator. I don't know if it got 10 stars. Oh. I don't know what's happening. But is it popular? Are people going to see it with the old Linda Hamilton?
I'm happy you have no context. This is perfect.
All right.
On, I think, Monday morning, I don't even know if this was during the show. It might have been pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Rob laid on me that, because the entire weekend I was trying to find a space to go see Terminator Dark Fate, and I knew that Monday night was probably going to be my best shot.
Your sweet spot.
But Rob, unbeknownst to him, laid on me. He said, man, Terminator got decimated at the box office. Like, they didn't do well. It didn't
not
do
as well
at
as
all.
It was expected. Not blockbuster numbers. Not, I think so they
the
were.
Time may have passed.
Well,
is that true? Time
they lost. Passed, it's though? Estimated they lost $100 million. And yep. The movie costs, let's say, around up $200 million to
and
make.
And wasn't it number one at the box office?
It was,
just
but
low.
On a soft
yes,
box
soft
office
weekend.
Weekend.
All right.
And I heard that. I don't like going to Rotten Tomatoes too much because it just taints every expectation.
It does. But it does. And sometimes it can really. Yeah. You know, 1 out of 5 movies, I would say, conservatively, it can steer you in the wrong direction and you can go. I've gone to Rotten Tomatoes and settled and had an amazing night and go, why did I look at a review? Everybody's done that.
Why settle?
Why did I read reviews? When you can select.
So we're wrapping up the evening around 6:30. I don't know. It was like 6:45. Uh-huh. And I look at Shannon. She's like, ready? And I'm like, I think I got to stay. And Rofa was staying. And I was like, you know what? It's been a crazy day. Let me see when Dark Fate's on. I look at Rofo and I'm like, hey, man, do you have time to go to the movies? He goes, that'd be a nice break. And we have done this before. We go down to
you guys have dated for
the
years.
Georgetown yeah. Cinema. I don't. This is how crazy. I know my wife hates the movie so much. I've stopped asking her.
Movies in general.
She'd rather go home. I know she doesn't want to go see Terminator
Dark Fate.
My wife
would too.
Right?
My wife would much rather go home than watch movies.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
So I didn't even ask her. I was in front of my wife. I say, hey, Rofo, on me. Let's do this. And I looked at my wife and said, can you drop us off?
Oh. So she's
like a chaperone.
Like mommy.
Like mommy. Dropping off your kids at the movie.
Now text us when the movie's over. Text
us. In my eyes, let's save $12 with an Uber. Sure. And let's get a ride for my wife.
That buys Rob's ticket.
Does Rofo go to Duluth Trading Company?
He may. I don't know. That's up to him. He may. And I said, what time do we have? He goes, we got a 7:45. And I was like, all right, 6:45, take us 10 minutes to get that. Let's pack it up. Let's pack it up and go.
It's weird right. When a movie time actually works. I find when I look at movie times, they always seem to be an hour in the wrong direction.
I feel the exact same way.
The city offers you more options. I would say
where are those 11:45?
Please.
So we jump in the car. My wife and Santos drop us off. I look to Shannon. I say, sorry, I didn't invite you to the movies, but I know you don't want to go, just to kind of cover it. And she said, thank you. I didn't want the awkward no. Yeah. I don't want to go type of situation.
Did she offer a mirthless smile?
No. She said, thanks that we avoided that awkwardness. And then we go in, and as soon as we walk in, we're at the kiosk. I never check out. Usually I pre-buy. I'm checking, and I was like, oh, there's a 7 o'clock. Right now, it is 7:15. 20 minutes of trailers.
Yeah, I'll do that all the time.
Yeah, we get out at 9:30 instead of 10:20. Like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So I said, let's do this. You care? He goes, no, I don't care. Let's just get in there.
He grabbed the earlier train.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We get in, sit down, and we sit down a seat away from our assigned seats because the theater was bare. But there were a few people next to us.
Okay.
So if we had sat down 11 and 12, and I broke my own rule. Rob has a backpack, a coat. He's got a bunch of stuff. He's like going on the Himalayan trail. I have nothing except for just my wallet and my sports coat.
All right.
So I don't
his backpack bag full of buttered popcorn.
I sit down. I actually asked Rob. He was a great date. I paid for his ticket. I said, do you want anything from the snack bar? He goes, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
That's nice.
Buttered popcorn and human feet.
So we sit down. Movie had just started. And I said, let's just go sit down in 13 and 14. So as we are not next to the strangers I don't know if they're going to chat, they're going to talk. I just like that buffer. And
so it's a Wednesday night film.
No, Monday night film.
Monday night film.
Monday night film.
Nobody in the theater.
Except for these people. All right. And I sit down, we start, the movie's great. And then I see what looks like a field trip of people coming towards row E. And I said,
after the movie's already started?
Yes. Which is not annoying, except if you're cheating and you're catching another seat for a backpack.
Yeah, you might
and
be
you've
caught.
Got this buffer. And we are fully reclined. Like, so there's no, this is this type of theater.
Are they the electric button
seats?
Yes,
but it's the awkward button seats that aren't easy up and down. They have like touch screens.
Was it like a line of people maybe coming from a facility?
Rocky Road. They all looked like they were together.
Terminator.
And similarly dressed. But they looked like they were from some, I would say, an embassy of sorts.
Could it possibly be?
Martini and Billy Babbitt. The chief.
Could they have possibly been from the Washington chapter of the Linda Hamilton fan club?
They could have been. Mm-hmm. But I knew, it's like, please don't come to me. Please don't come to me. That this, like, if this is a situation here, it's going to be awkward. They come right to our row. They start coming in, and I'm like, and look at Rob, and we know it's go time. We're in the wrong seats. Let's get up and get in our seats. Because if they have to sit down, we think it's awkward. What row are you in?
Describe, Rob Ford is going to have to strike his area like a Sherpa guide.
Yes.
Where he's going to hide, haul everything out.
Yes. And remember Rob's motto, leave only footprints, take only memories.
And by the way, if I'm coming in and I've got an assigned seat, that has an empty seat next to it, nothing would make me happier than having Rob Ford immediately next to me with his arm halfway through my seat.
Mm-hmm. These are large chairs, Mike. This is a modern theater. That wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. All right.
Seat nice and warm.
The only problem is, and there are theaters, and I think anybody that's been to a modern theater will understand this, that they recline. But there are theaters that when you recline, there are still a walkway in front of you.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there are theaters when you recline that there is nothing, zero. Okay, nothing is getting through that. This theater was the zero one. The zero space for feet. You have to recline down for people
City
to walk
theater.
By.
Precious real estate.
And because of the awkward buttons, I think Rob and I both hedged our bets. We're like, oh, if we don't move, maybe they'll just sit down to the left. Like we doubled down.
Ah.
But you get the stare down. That's option B, which came up, and the guys are looking down, looking at us. And we're like, oh, my God, we're in their seats. Then this is shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And Rob and I have not talked about this at all yet. Like, this is a moment that I think happens to guys, and you're like, let's just move on with life.
Okay.
But I will talk about it here because we have this forum. Rob gets up quickly, faster than I do, because I'm fumbling with which control panel was mine to get up. Then Rob does what he should. He did everything correct. And my hand is still on the panel to the left of me as Rob is to the left of me. So in order for these gentlemen to, we found out, walk by and not sit in our seats, he sits down on my hand while my hand is on the panel to move. And like, I'm talking full sit down, like crack could be.
No swing,
I mean,
no
it was
stink.
A sit down.
That's a trading company
and,
right
and,
there.
And it was this awkward like, my hand's, and it's not homophobic. It's nothing.
Was your hand trapped underneath his
It was buttock? Trapped. Like in that, who's that? What's that movie, 86 Hours or whatever, where he has to cut off his arm?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
it was
Rob.
He was Rob. Stuck on Mount Ford.
Stuck. And because I'm a fight guy, I'm not a flight, I'm not just going to cave. Like, I'm going to get out of there. I'm moving my hand trying to get out of there and signal to this man, hey, man, my hand's.
Well, it sounds like both of you had the intention of moving your seat.
Right.
Yes. But no intention of this hand and his tukus.
So when your hand was trapped between his crevasse and the chair,
yeah,
and you began to move it to indicate you were trapped,
did he
turn to you and say thank you?
And by the way, I've got one major question.
I'm moving it for two reasons. One, to get it out, but also to push the button to get my seat down because these guys are standing right in front of it.
Right.
So I'm pushing this button.
Did you end up moving?
What do you mean? The seats?
Did you end up moving your seats?
After this, I would say what felt like a lifetime of awkwardness of him sitting on my hand as the chairs go.
Did you smell your hand afterwards?
Oh, no!
No, Mike! This is nothing to
How
do
was
with
the movie?
Hygiene.
How was the movie? Was the movie
The movie's, it is thoroughly, it's getting 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, I saw afterwards. It is, I think, is underrated. It is the best film of the Terminator franchise out. I would say it's Terminator 1, 2, and then this would land in 3. It could take the place of 3 and still be great. So much
action.
And
how many are there? Like 14 of them? Something like that?
I would forget Genesis. I would forget Salvation in my eyes. But if you went to this movie and you like action, it's going to fly
There's
by.
There's a great scene where Arnold sits on Linda Hamilton's hand.
That's just
then she smells it.
That awkward back and forth.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom and I approve this message.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Mara. Did you know that Mr. O'Mara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Mara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. Heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Thank Bloom, you. And I still approve this message.
Thank you very much. Thank you, boys. Man, I'm drinking it right now.
Yes.
I drink it every morning. This is my morning
That's
ritual.
Your show cup.
This is Liquid IV. It's
Love
in
it.
My special cup with a pineapple on it. It's, the vessel is not that great, but what's in it is fantastic. It's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated, and I love it. I love the lemon lime.
Yes.
Keeps my mouth so nice and hydrated.
Don't you get tired of water, just plain water?
I do.
Hate it.
I just add a packet to my water, and I'm good to go, and it's fantastic. It hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water. It's got tons of vitamins. Liquid IV rocks. Fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, especially on the Mike O'Mara website, even Costco. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. It's got a balance and a flavor that I love. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Love the fact that we've got a long-term relationship with them. Mm. I hope it goes forever because I love this product and I use it. And we have lots of relationships like that. You know, soon to come, maybe the Duluth Trading Company will sell it on
Yes.
there. Liquid IV. No. I love Liquid IV. I know you will, too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. I got it jammed into my golf cart. Just
really?
Loads of packets of Liquid IV.
Awesome.
Mike, we're getting peppered by listeners now on our fan club site, direct message.
Yes.
Love My Duluth, 6'3", 290. Most comfortable guy wear outside, and they have more. They offer more than construction guy wear, they say. Like They're coming in.
Find out their agency.
I'm going to look it up.
Get them on the air. Let's do it. Let's do our. Let's make our own fun. That is a fit.
Are you 6'3", 290-ish?
Yeah, about.
Okay.
Neighborhood.
Curious.
Maybe a little shorter.
Like if you're 40 pounds shorter of that, you know?
Mike, I said neighborhood. It's not a Waze address.
It's a neighborhood. If you're talking about, county or city?
Are we in a zip code or absolutely an area code?
It's a 5-digit zip code, not a 9-digit zip code.
No, I went to a little men's store yesterday and got some school clothes, and I realized
hard shoes.
I just don't do it. Didn't get shoes.
Okay.
No, I've got, one has to cut back at some point.
Sure.
But yeah, it was, so I'm very much aware of sizes and stuff like that. And, it's just not fun.
It isn't.
It would be fun, but you know, I have the choice of what to put in my mouth, and I make that the decision every
Your
day.
Your intake.
It sucks. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I would think, here's the myth. Let me tell you my greatest physical fitness myth.
Okay.
Is that out there doing what I do is in any way related to exercise. It is not. It is not. My legs are stronger. That's it. My legs are stronger. I feel better every day. That's it. As far as real fitness, if you got me, you know, you said, hey, Mike, the Oreos are at on floor 4. Run up and get them. I did. Because it just doesn't work the same way.
The beauty is
I walk the golf course, I do, by the way, when I'm riding along in a cart, I do well over 10,000 steps between walking to the different
parts. It
still doesn't matter.
Mm.
Walking those 10,000 steps and really just walking, I just don't think it, I found this out when I went up to Maine with hills. Florida is flat. And I walk flat, and I walk from point A to point B with resting in between. If you really want to get fit, you walk or run long distances, and that puts you into a different zone. I'm aware of that. So you throw that in with the fact that they just added trail mix to the Cocoonville snack platter. And, I'm like,
what is the snack platter?
One of the guys looks across at me. It's not a snack platter. They put out like popcorn
salty
snacks. Mm. And I said, do you have salty snacks? And the guy says to me, you want the ones with the raisins and the M&Ms? I said, that would be trail mix. Yes, I would. And I put it down, and a guy sitting across one of my partners that I play with in a tournament from Rochester, New York, Buffalo, New York, and he looks at me and goes, Jesus Christ, did you eat all that? I'm like, and then Carla came home like 2 nights ago. Did you eat the chocolate-covered pretzels? And I go, yeah, really? You want me to lose weight? Put me in a box. What's that movie Room? Wasn't that a movie Room where the guy had like the dumpster or something that he kept the lady and got her pregnant and she had a kid? Put me in that room, deprivation, just like, because otherwise, it's like, did you eat that? Like that.
Are
terrible.
You open to a pregnancy?
I like that you're self aware.
I'm totally self aware.
Because a lot of people are in denial.
Yeah. Well, no, it's very much. I'll tell you one thing I think. This is where I lack self-awareness. I don't think as many people give a rat's ass about it as I do. And I think fat people are much more aware of fat people.
Oh, 100%.
I think fat people look at fat people and do that.
Yeah.
You know? But
I never thought about that.
The self-awareness is the myth is gone of me coming down here and losing weight. What I do is I lose weight when I'm out there doing what I do, mm-hmm. and then I'm not. It's all what you're putting in your mouth. That is the key to the kingdom. And I'm here to say I look forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas when they tie the strings to my ankles and I float in like celebrating the week before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the handlers bring me in with
Mike's handlers.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
All the P1s grab a rope.
Yes. Just preparing my audience because my self-awareness and my insecurity dictates that I prepare my audience for this. Thank you very much.
Mike, I think that it's infinitely harder as you get older. So when it happens, it's like it's got to be a life change. I got to tell you.
I have to ask you this because with the humidity we've had and they are talking about the record month, Shocker, climate deniers.
Of course.
Florida, record heat in the month of October. Hotter than it's ever been for longer than it's ever been. Yay. They have people bitching about it. Duh, 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 duh. You know, if there's a, look, it's an insurance policy. If there's something we could do that maybe can change it, maybe we try to change it.
Try it.
Or maybe we just go duh, 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 and we don't do a goddamn thing. That's it. That's my simple philosophy in a nutshell right there. If you can do something and maybe change things.
Do it.
Why not give it a whack?
Yeah.
No, it's not right.
We're so stupid.
We're so stupid. And by the way, we're all going to be dead. People my age are all going to be dead if it's really true, the doomsayers, what they say, you know, where you're going to be sitting there like in Disney
water
World
levels.
Going, I don't understand why this is waterfront property right now. Okay? Look, they could be wrong, but if they're not, then you're all screwed. And
that's
then maybe
right.
You say, maybe if we had done something. That's as simple. It's just like buying insurance.
Yep.
That's what I say. But nobody seems to want to care because it's not right in front of our kissers. So that's the way I look at it. It's been hot, 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 Dom. And we're going to be dead, dead, dead.
Yeah. So, do they have any break in your weather in the near future? Or is it just going to keep you?
Okay. It's freezing up here.
3-4 days, I think we're getting the break. It's good. Been... This second wave of the humidity has just been a little drag. I've been dragging my ass around.
I bet.
Taking my kid to the bus stop. Going
sucks.
Out. Walking around. It sucks. Question.
Yes.
Do you two, either one of you, do you believe in vitamins? Do you believe in vitamin supplements? Is it BS or is it true?
No, I take.
I'm back on the vitamins and I feel today like, I don't know whether it's a placebo effect. I feel as though I've got a little extra spring
placebo
this morning.
I just take a multivitamin and some extra vitamin E, and that's it. And you know what? I do.
You believe in it?
Yeah.
Do you believe like if you didn't take it, you would be dragging?
I believe that it fills in the holes. I think your body can only absorb so much of certain things. So I think
you take it as a suppository.
Only if I want to treat myself.
Just on Saturdays.
Yeah, just on Saturdays. No, for my birthday. I think
here's your horse pill, Mr. Speedway. Oh, God, it burns.
Gross.
I take a multivitamin and a vitamin E, and I feel that, I think it fills in the blanks of stuff you're
do
not
you
getting.
Do you take vitamins, Oscar?
So there's something about not FDA approved that bothers me. But
something about a suppository joke that makes me, it's difficult to continue.
Did you take your vitamins, Reba?
A probiotic, is that considered a vitamin?
It's a supplement.
Supplement?
I take a probiotic every day. A vitamin.
Okay, so I take that for gut health. And what's really changed my energy level and my overall, I would say, health is it vitamin D for, that's what I'm deficient in?
Yeah, because of sunlight.
Yeah, because we're in studios all the time without any sun.
All right, so you believe in them.
That, and I thought my doctor was full of, I was like, I don't need that. I get enough sun. When they dosed me up on that, I felt much better.
I am now back to taking a multi. I take a multi. I take a thing called glucosamine chondroitin, which is called a triple flex, which is for joint flexibility. I take a magnesium, and I have no idea why I do. And then I take 11 or 12 Viagra. Every day. That's
what I take. Now, Oscar, just before you ask, Adderall, not a vitamin.
No.
Okay,
no, that's what is it?
Ambien, not a vitamin.
Oh, I'd
not
kill
a vitamin.
For some Ambien, please.
Yeah, I might try that on the plane. Anyway, you know,
you have Ambien.
And, then I land like at 10 o'clock in Las Vegas, going, where's the Casino Hotel be?
Let's all before the show take an Ambien and a beer.
That'd be fun. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone.
Hi, baby. I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally.
It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thanks, Anna. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know.
Brought to you by Zappos. We're very excited to be going out to Las Vegas. We're going to be at a theater called the Council Chambers Theater that is part of Zappos corporate headquarters.
Beautiful.
Wonderful company, celebrating our 10th anniversary with them. They're celebrating their 20th birthday. They've been around a long time. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We love the corporate culture at Zappos because they're so customer-friendly.
Yes.
They're so people-friendly. They're so modern that way. We're excited to continue the relationship, and we celebrate it with our return to Vegas for our 10th anniversary. Yay for us!
Yay! Yay!
Hosted by our friends at Zappos, our partnership is built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos.
Mm-hmm.
We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. By the way, every time you access Zappos through our corporate partner through the website, Oscar gets his wings.
That's yes. right.
Every mm-hmm. single time.
And they're Thank extra you. Crispy.
Zappos. Thank you, Zappos.com. Never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. See you in Vegas. 9 days, bitches.
News.
There's a big celebrity auction. I know you love these, Rob, these
yeah,
celebrity
I do.
Auctions going on live on eBay tomorrow to benefit Homes for Our Troops, a charity that builds homes for our troops. Just got to meet a guy that had a home built for him down here in West South Florida, and I love that. I mean,
that's
what
an awesome.
Incredible way to get a guy mm-hmm. on his feet and get him back in the society and doing that. Items up for bids will include an Omega watch from George Clooney's personal collection.
That's pretty cool.
Lunch with Bryan Cranston, another good thing. Or lunch with NBA legend Dominique Wilkins. Guitars autographed by Willie Nelson and Bon Jovi. Medical scrubs autographed by the cast of Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
The spacesuit Ryan Reynolds wore in Life. That's a...
Oh, wow.
What movie was that, Life?
I don't know, but spacesuits are cool and expensive, I know from experience.
Here's a cool thing. A walk-on part in Ben Stiller's new TV project.
Oh, that's cool.
Set visits to Judd Apatow's next movie or a set visit to the HBO series Succession.
Oh.
Oh.
On a yacht.
A meet and greet with Jake Gyllenhaal, Carla's fave. Absolutely really? Favorite. Along with tickets to see him in Sunday in the Park with George in London and VIP tickets to the premiere of Wonder Woman 1984. Don't worry, 100% of the proceeds go to Homes for Our Troops. So if you want to bid on any of
that watch
stuff,
is cool, but you know what? I think lunch with Bryan Cranston would be fantastic. Wouldn't you love to talk to him? Yeah.
If he pitched it, it's like, you know what I couldn't resist doing, though? It's just like, I'd like to see the appetizers, bitch.
Shrimp, Mr. White.
Breaking Bad with me. ABC got such a good buzz recreating episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons that they're doing it again, only this time they're pairing All in the Family with Good Times. This second installment of Live in Front of a Studio Audience will air on Wednesday, December 18th. Kerry Washington, who played Helen Willis on The Jeffersons the first time around, is one of the producers on this one. There's no word on casting yet, so it's not even clear if Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will be back to play Archie and Edith Bunker. You're a TV guy. Did you watch that when
I
it came
did,
out?
And I found it a curio. And here's what the thing is that All in the Family, you'll agree with me, was a real touchstone thing. It was a big deal. It set a lot
sure
of
was.
Set Massive a lot of marks. Thing. But yep. What this did to me is it pigeonholed it as a period piece, and that was sad because it was more when you make something that's historical retro, You right. take the you take the power out of
what
it.
What do you mean?
I totally agree
was,
with that.
It was it like diminished it because All in the Family was so important in its day, in its place, changing the way people thought and talked and really pointing at racism. When you do it now, it's kind of cute,
yeah,
but it doesn't have the weight.
And it diminishes. They pointed out the racism in our society by creating a lovable character who was a bigot.
That was so flawed.
The lovable bigot, Archie Bunker. Yeah. And if you ever get a chance, go back and look at that. You want to talk about cutting edge.
Oh, my God.
Where they dealt with it head on.
Yep.
We were much more woke when it came to racial issues in America back in those days.
All credit
when
to
we dealt with
Norman
it
Lear,
on.
Man. Norman Lear
Norman
didn't
Lear
shy
with his
from
balls,
anything.
With his giant balls, we created All in the Family. And he would say, Archie would say, horrible thing. He was a giant bigot, and but they made it hysterical. And really, you can look back on that, and I've always felt this way about All in the Family. You go back and we were laughing at it, but we didn't realize just how, you know.
No, they were picking a lot of scabs. They really were.
They really
And it was a great example of showing people's frailties through comedy, and it was so well written. The relationship, his son-in-law was very liberal, and they could go butt head to head on real
Rob
issues,
Reiner.
But make
played
it so funny.
Mike Stivic.
Yeah,
what, Mike
what
Stivic
era,
was
what era was this? I mean,
70s. Okay,
didn't it premiere like 70? I think 1970 is when it premiered.
Way back, and it's when TV was, you know, kind of a golden age of television when you had that Mary Tyler Moore show.
Check it
out.
A
lot of shows like
but
that.
But like
when I
said, it's
kid.
Cute, but I think it sort of diminishes the original.
What
product.
I remember about it was the opening because they'd have reruns. That's what I do have some context, but it was the song, right?
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's, I think, due to make a show like that, but make it with the modern person that maybe covers it up. You know what I mean? They've had shows like that. Who knows? There's so much out there. It's hard to say. Emma Watson, if you care about her, she'll be 30 next April.
Jesus, and, really?
She's beautiful. She says, if you have not built a home, if you do not have a husband, if you do not have a baby, and you're turning 30, and you're not in some incredibly secure, stable place in your career, or if you're still figuring things out, there's just this incredible amount of anxiety. I guess there is.
She feels that.
Yeah, Emma does not think there's anything wrong with her, not anymore, and she even has a fancy Gwyneth Paltrow-esque expression to describe her situation. She says, quote, it took me a long time, but I'm very happy being single. I call it being self-partnered. She's only 30.
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't have to, you know what, Emma, life's not over. You don't have to worry about labeling yourself
or
because you're 30.
Is it the opposite, and I know that she's still in movies and still acting, but is it the opposite that she had such success when she was younger that can never be eclipsed, that will never be eclipsed?
Yeah, I don't know, but she's talking an awful lot about it, but you know, when I look at that, Emma, you're half my age. No need to get all
together.
That anxiety.
Pony, call her.
65% of people in a recent survey said that if they forgot someone's name, they just avoid using it. Hello. Only 25% would ask them to repeat it. So how do you prevent forgetting the first names in the first place? Six tricks. Here we go.
Oh, cool.
Pay attention to this. Focus. Step one. That's it. Focus. Don't let your anxiety and your, you know, people in the room or something around you distract you, including, you know, the moment you won't forget so easily. So you don't let yourself get distracted. You don't even let the tension of the moment let you get distracted, and you won't forget so easily. Focus on the name.
Okay.
Step two, repeat their name back to them immediately.
I've heard this.
Saying something like, nice to meet you, Tom, really helps your brain process it. Step three, associate it with something meaningful to you, like that you have a Tomcat or that your favorite actor is Tom Hanks. Step four, form a mental image between the person and your association. Like if their name is Victoria, it reminds you of a Queen Victoria. Picture them wearing a crown. The sillier the better, because silly things are more memorable. Step five, connect their appearance to their name. Like Mary, maybe Victoria is wearing a V-neck sweater. That V alone might help you remember later on. Step six, keep repeating their name. Say it again in conversation a few minutes later. That's obnoxious.
It is, I felt that when people have done that, I know that they're doing it because it's obvious. Have you gotten better or worse at names?
I think people can do it in a nice, tasteful way.
But some people are not good at it.
Yeah, if you're not overt.
Right.
But I've
Mike, it's great to meet you, Mike. All right, Mike. Mike, do you live over here? Mike, do you have that mess? Shut up! Shut up! What's your name?
Every day, Mike, when I come in here, I have to think. I say, what's that thing he's talking into? Oh, a Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm terrible with names.
I am too.
I think that's the nature of the business. We've been raised in a business where we don't have to worry about it. And I think that's what it is. But I'd love to get better. I've always wanted to get better.
There was a guy on my floor in college for 2 years. I didn't know his name my entire freshman year, so I just called him Friend. And that became his name to everybody. They just called him Friend because I can never remember his name. How you doing, Friend? Good to see you, Friend.
Hello. Nice to see you, Friend.
Friend.
I don't do these very often because there's some every day. But Pringles.
Oh,
nice.
Sorry. They just announced they're selling turducken chips this year. If you don't know what a turducken is, well, you shouldn't be listening to this.
That's right. Go away.
There. I said it. Pringles has created turkey, duck, and chicken flavored chips. And when you stack them on top of each other, you get a turducken. So they're stackable. So
okay. You can separate. Well, once you pop, you can't stop.
I'm intrigued. I'm a rube, I know, but I'm intrigued.
I try them. That's why I put it in here.
I just want to taste the duck chip.
The chips are all part of their Friendsgiving feast turducken kit, which also comes with chips that taste like cranberry sauce, stuffing, and pumpkin pie.
So is this this is for Friends, the show Friends, because they always did the Thanksgiving episodes. Didn't they have a turducken episode?
I don't recall that. I think you're right.
It's your favorite show.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Friendsgiving.
Well, if you're curious, the kit costs $16.
That's too much.
$5 for shipping.
Yeah. I might get that. There you go. I might get that.
Get them right next to every pair of Duluth Trading Company boxers. Comes with a...
We should try that.
Buy our new duck-flavored deodorant.
And now a little something-something. Ladies and gentlemen. There is a 32-year-old guy named Bryce Williams. He's from Denham Springs, Louisiana, and he was arrested Sunday around midnight after he showed up at a bar on an electric shopping cart from Walmart. When the cops confronted him, he admitted he'd stolen the shopping cart from the Walmart about a half mile away. Why? Well, why do you think? He was drunk.
Of course, Oscar.
And he was afraid he'd get a DUI if he drove his own car. So he figured it would be a better idea to steal the cart and drive that. Well, it wasn't. He was charged with unauthorized use of a movable.
Movable.
By the way, Walmart carts now available at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where everybody is treated like an infirmed customer. Thank you very much. There you go. That's hey, I got Walmart cards. Come on
in. I can see a charging station right outside of the Buffalo Wing.
Yeah, that would be fun, you know? We get accused of making fun of people that are disabled.
We'd be honoring them.
Yeah. Don't you think that would be
access,
fun to have
Mike.
Have a Rascal Scooter basketball game or something like that, you know? Ooh, I'm there. Anyway, no, we'd get in trouble.
Have you ever...
If it was for charity, Mike, we'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. Be a special charity. Yes, sir.
Have you ever used a motorized wheelchair just for fun?
No, I never had
They're more fun than the scooters. More speed.
I used a Rascal scooter, though.
Not a
motorized wheelchair, but I used a Rascal when I had my hip surgery.
Oh.
That was big fun.
I didn't know that. Somehow.
Nobody gave me a second look. I looked normal. I used one. Not comfortable. We'll take a break and come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's your name?
You. That's my name.
ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. AIDA, add interest drunk asshats. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you, that's my name.
I love that one.
It's a good one.
Sweet.
It's a goodie.
This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. You sat in line for 3 hours just to get a stupid Popeye's chicken sandwich. You blocked traffic on Route 7 because the drive-thru was jam-packed and mind-numbingly slow. Then you get to the window and you don't even have enough money to pay. Denied. Loser. Yep. All that waiting and all you had was $1.99. Sad. So now what? Well, wise up, chump. That's enough dough to buy the TMOS bonus show.
Uh-huh.
And after one episode, you'll be all in, baby. The bonus show is served on a brioche bun and comes in your choice of mild or spicy and features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Stan Pony. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Penguin Feather Record and Tapes. If you want the D.C. area's best selection of both popular music and drug paraphernalia, think about visiting the Feather. But just think about it. Don't actually go, because customs agents raided it in 1989, got all six locations shut down 1 year later. I guess they should have sold more songs and less bombs. Penguin Feather. It's now a True Religion jeans store. Thank you. And now let's open up the audio vault.
Ever been to the Feather, Mike?
Never been to the Feather in my entire life. Never
the Feather is now in the Vienna Feather is now in Anita's New Mexico style restaurant.
Look at that.
But I do remember going there, I believe, with my Aunt Gail to buy a record and saying, "What are those lamps?
Wow. Glass bongs." Did you say Anita's is a New Mexico style?
That's what, and the original Anita's in Vienna, Virginia is Anita's New Mexico style restaurant. That's what they
like. New Mexico, the state?
I believe so. I believe that was their marketing ploy. Great food,
Anita's
though.
Anita's was Mexican.
So it's like, yeah, Southwest.
But I think it's a style more than anything. But they could have changed, but I just remember the original sign.
I'd love to know that, though. I mean, somehow that's sticking in my
Google
brain.
That, please.
Yeah.
Or did it just say new because it was a new open? Like
yeah, or is it
open.
Anita's
like
new Mexican comma. Restaurant?
Yeah, new comma.
I don't think there was a comma. The comma was extra. Mike,
we'll let you know.
Find out now.
This is horrifying. Do you have a virtual assistant? Do you have a Google Home or an Amazon Alexa?
Both.
They have revealed now that they can be hacked using a laser from outside of your home.
This would be a good tech 411, because this is crazy.
This is horrifying.
Inside each microphone, there is a small plate called the diaphragm. When sound hits the diaphragm, it moves, resulting in electrical signals. Instead of sound, an attacker can encode commands via the intensity of a laser light beam by shining a laser light through the window at the microphone. An attacker can remotely cause the diaphragm to move. This results in electrical signals representing the attacker's commands. The attacker can control smart home switches, make online purchases, open smart garage doors, remotely unlock and start certain vehicles, or open smart locks by brute forcing the user's PIN number.
Pretty fun.
How do they get into the house, though?
Through a window. They can do it through a window.
So the length of what I saw was like the length of a football field. The laser was coming through the window and then picked up that little diaphragm and then commanded, took over the actual speaker. What I thought was fascinating is that it took so long for someone to actually hack this.
Figure it out, yeah.
And then the idea of, hey, make sure your smart device, your smart speaker isn't anywhere near a window. And I thought about where everything is. That's usually a shelf or something's close to
that
area.
Yeah,
right.
And I felt like there's, and I'm not sure if it's out there, but I'm waiting for the YouTube videos of boxes over their Alexa.
Yeah, mirrored boxes. Mirrored boxes.
Boy, oh boy. That is just amazing. There are people that, isn't it stunning when you do think that there are people that are figuring this crap out for illicit purposes?
And they run our audio stream.
And we and what confuses us, and what confuses, I bet he's got 10 lasers
of
in his
house. Of
course
he does.
Oh, maybe shipped to his
house. He just opened Mike's garage.
We don't know what New Mexico, or is it New Mexico?
It is indeed New Mexico style.
Wow.
New Mexico.
Southwest.
That's cool. Yeah. That is really neat. I like that.
All right, Mike, we're running a little late, but I want to get two more tapes in because they are time sensitive. Today we celebrate a man named Adolf. It was Adolf Sax who invented, it's his birthday, he invented the saxophone. And here's a little game for you. I'm going to play you 10 songs that have notable sax solos, and as they play, see if you can call them out as they play. These are great saxophone songs in top 40 history.
Oh, I know.
You, can't keep
Careless
up. Whisper?
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
They're too fast.
Yeah, why are you doing this to us?
How are we supposed to play the game when you're playing them like that?
It's fun. You yell them out as they come. I'll start from the beginning.
There's not even time to yell them out.
There's plenty of time. Well, that's part of the fun, too. You try it again. Just yell them out as you know them.
Lady in Red.
Careless Whisper.
That's right.
Lady in Red.
Who can it be now?
Perfect.
Lady in Red.
Dark Side.
Yes.
Smooth Operator.
No.
Old Time Rock and Roll.
Perfect.
You're the cat. No, I don't know. Oh, screw it.
Lady Red.
I'm done. Stop. God damn
it. You were doing great. The only one you missed was Young Americans, the David Bowie song.
Young Americans, David Bowie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The last one.
And let's close with this. I love this, and it's great because Oscar brought up the movie. They really want the new Terminator movie to work. So they did a commercial for the Los Angeles Clippers. They have a player named Kawhi Leonard.
Can I stop you for just a second here? Yeah. You said they were time-sensitive, your sounds. No, you just really wanted to play that game, didn't you? You just really
No, but today is National Saxophone Day because it's Adolf Sax's birthday.
All right, yeah. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
All right. So Kawhi Leonard did a commercial for the Los Angeles Clippers. They call him the Terminator because of the way he plays. And he did a commercial with Arnold and Linda Hamilton. And I like it. Anytime Arnold gets to act, I thought you'd appreciate this. So we close with a commercial with Arnold and his new failing movie.
Hey, Kawhi.
It's great to have you here. Plus, it's good to see another Terminator.
I don't know why they call me that.
Because you have zero emotions. You feel no pain. You have no mercy. Trust me, it's a compliment, okay?
Somebody call Sarah Connor.
Well, isn't this cute? A Terminator convention.
He's the real Terminator.
Yeah, well, you're the one with the crazy robot laugh.
It's a totally normal laugh. He's a fun guy.
Good thing. Otherwise, I'd have to terminate you.
Hasta la vista, baby. What it do, baby?
Know this, Mike. If you go see the new Terminator movie, the acting is not quite that good.
The movie's
good. Almost. Almost. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Can't imagine why that movie's not doing as well.
I am Linda Hamilton. Where's my broom? I'm Sarah Connor. Can we play a game?
That's it. We got to get out of here. Buy all the stuff we want you to buy.
Thank you.
And, thank you. 9 days, right?
Nine days?
Nine days.
9 days to Lost Wages. We're looking forward to going to Vegas. We'll see you next time on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Take a vitamin.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
I ought to club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
Come on, Charlie. Let's get out of here. I'm going to eat with him. It's the last thing I ever do. Slugworth wants a gobstopper. He'll get one.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!